Good afternoon and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, this commentary is entitled Nearing Midnight. Dated the second day of October of the year 2017. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Matthew 24, verse 33. Blood moons, eclipses, increasing earthquakes and volcanoes, unprecedented worldwide wildfires, record-breaking apocalyptic global weather events, social unrest, accelerating immorality, economic warning signs. Wow. With all the craziness going on all around the globe right now, it is becoming increasingly clear that this is exactly what Jesus was referring to in the opening verse. It's all coming to a dramatic and climactic close. He is coming soon. But of course, along come the nut jobs and set dates and predictions without any scriptural support. And what does this create? Fear in some and scoffing and doubt from others. Simply, it's hurtful to the true teachings of the prophetic word of God because it gives the skeptics more and more ammunition to continue their attack on its credibility. And sadly, because it is prophesied, this will only continue until he does come. Deception will abound in these last days. Now last week, in my commentary, Is This It?, I promised to share with you the true and valid scripturally supported biblical signs that will take place, no day setting, which ultimately prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that yes, these are the final days. And upon perusing my stacks of notes, I'm telling you, it's amazing, I soon realized that this would be impossible to do in just a few commentaries, let alone one. After some thought, I've decided to present it like I did back in 2015, at which time I released a six-part series called Living on Borrowed Time. And this way I can share with you a brief categorized overview as to what the Bible says concerning the end time prophecies. Now this way, I avoid presenting you with a book, of which none has the time as we are too busy running to and fro in these final days. Okay, the following, the following are the six categories I will be sharing with you over these next few weeks and days. The signs of society, the signs of world politics, the signs of nature and pestilence, spiritual signs, the signs of technology, and Israel, which is God's time clock. There's no question we are living in an increasingly fearful and turbulent time, and the Bible tells us it will only continue to increase as we draw ever closer to the return of Jesus Christ. But I can promise you this, that if you take the time to learn the Bible's prophetic overview of these times that we are living in, you will ultimately find a peace you've never experienced before in your lifetime. Yes, the world will continue to spin out of control, and most will be oblivious as to the reasons why. But you won't, because you will understand why. The craziness is only going to be temporary. Hallelujah. Remember this, that God is real, and so too is his spoken word, all of it. Just take the time and prove it to yourself. You will be amazed and totally blessed by it. Let me close with a verse from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, which says, "But let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Until next time, this is Red.